Heroes and Zeros here today. We have a hero in Okaloosa County, Florida. Both these stories from Florida. A dog named Eeyore is being hailed as a hero after leading a sheriff's deputy to his elderly owner who had fallen on a sidewalk. The woman took the dog out for a walk. She's in her early 80s. She was taking the dog Eeyore for a walk. It began to get dark. Her husband hadn't heard from her in an hour and couldn't get in touch with her. So he called 911. The deputy came, started riding around the neighborhood. A couple of deputies were riding around. Didn't see the woman, but saw the dog in the middle of the road. This is the deputy from her body cam who sees the dog, Eeyore.
There's the dog. Hi, baby. Hi, baby. Where's your mama? Hi. Hi, where's your mama?
The dog starts leading the deputy a couple of houses over. She spots her 50 yards away. Would not have seen her without the dog. Dog's in the middle of the road. Flagged her down. Turns out the woman doesn't own the dog. Her daughter does. She's pet sitting for the week.
Mm.
She and her husband. And so they get to the woman. The woman's laying there. She's fallen. Cannot get up. Phone had gone flying. She couldn't get to the phone. So her husband couldn't get in contact with her.
Can you tell me what happened? Are you okay?
Hear the dog, of course.
322SO, can you have EMS en route to the golf course? She's laying here on the sidewalk, alert and conscious, but she may have injured herself.
Where were you when found you?
I was in front of that house right there. And then the dog ran up to me. I was right out here.
And the dog brought you?
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't leave. He kept coming back to me.
Mm-hmm. He ran up to my car, and I said, bring me to your mommy, and he ran back here.
He come up to your car?
Mm-hmm.
Good boy. Sweetheart.
Good boy. Very good boy.
I'm not even his owner. I'm his grandmother.
Oh, you're such a good boy.
Oh, Eeyore, you're a good boy. Grandma loves you.
Good boy.
Eeyore.
So beautiful.
What can you say? Piggy's weeping.
That's Lassie. Waterworks over here, you know?
Oh, that's astonishing.
That's good stuff.
My right dog there. Would do that for my mom.
But not
my
for
dog
you.
Would let me die.
You've said that many times.
Many times. I mean, I think about it. The times I've fallen around or been in the hospital, that dog could have cared less.
Mm-hmm. Your dog has seen some trauma.
Yeah, but my mom, my dog loves. So if she, that, yeah, she'd rescue her and do that.
Where is he, boy? In the shower. That can't be right.
He's in the shower? Yeah.
He's in the shower.
Yeah, she's seen it all.
Yeah.
What age do you need to take your phone with you when you go for a walk? Because I don't. Typically take a phone.
I always do. My wife makes me. In case, you know, I start to become demented and get off the road.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess that's my question. So you're already there.
I'm there.
I'm pretty sure, Chris Dem, your wife tracks you even if you don't take your phone.
I think that's why she got me this Apple Watch.
The watch. Yeah.
The watch.
I guarantee you she's tracking me.
I think you're air tagged somewhere in your shoe or something. You don't realize it, but she knows.
I know where you are at all times.
Eeyore, hero.
I know. It's really
it's a great name for a dog.
Yeah.
I loved it. The dog was beautiful. Like, looked like a German Shepherd mix, man.
Oh, yeah?
Beautiful dog. Zero, a 51-year-old man, in Winter Haven, Florida, has been arrested. Cops booked him into the jail, and in the exam, they found an item hidden in his rear end. We'll let...
Cigarettes?
No.
Drugs?
No. Here's Sheriff Grady Judd.
So we put everybody through a body scanner to make sure that they're not trying to bring guns and knives and drugs into the jail. Well, you might have thought Walter was bringing drugs into the jail. He brought a thermos into the jail. He put it up the exit ramp. He said, well, I put that inside my body 24 hours earlier. The deputy saved his life.
Thermos up the exit ramp for Walter Frymer. Who was booked into jail.
Well, it's hard to get good coffee.
Yeah. Yeah, he's right.
I'm sure jailhouse coffee is awful.
It's terrible. It's weak.
Maybe, you know, I like a cortado. I don't know if they have that in here.
No, I don't think they offer that in jail.
I like a strong coffee.
How do you get that in there? How much lube?
Full thermos.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Kelly's.
I've got a thermos
I mean,
right
I can't.
Here.
That's what I want to know. Now thermoses have many different sizes, but I'm looking at Chris Kelly's like,
That's more than a foot tall.
That's a thermos. I don't know how Walter Frymer did it. But
how do you get it up? How do you get it out?
The deputy, they had to lube him out, I guess. That's the exit ramp there, bro.
God.
And of course,
you thought your dog had crazy stuff in its gut.
Oh.
They're calling it now garbage gut, by the way. When I call the vet and say this or that, they're like, oh, he's probably just got garbage gut if he eats everything.
That's right.
That's what he does.
Acorns, rocks, whatever.
Because the other day he had a little diarrhea issue. And so I called the vet just about 5 days ago.
Yeah, I remember.
To make sure. And they were like, very likely just garbage gut. He's probably not eating anything else, like a sock or anything.
I told him it was garbage gut. Yeah. Don't need to bring him in.
We don't want to see you. Friday afternoon, for goodness sake.
Oh, yeah. Dog with diarrhea. The last thing they want to see is you.
No way. They're booked up.